In French, there is a strong distinction between formal speech and informal speech. This can be found in the choice of pronouns, words, and expressions. In informal speech, you want to use the pronoun
tu.
Tu will only be used in the singular, that is, when talking to one person only, and to address people you know well, friends, family, kids, people the same age, pets, etc. However, in formal speech, you want to use the pronoun
vous.
Vous can be used in two cases. When talking to more than one person, that is in the plural, or to one person, but in a formal way as a sign of respect. For example, you will use
vous
when talking to your boss, older people, a stranger, doctors, people you don't know, colleagues, parents-in-law, customers, etc. Depending on the context, one must choose accordingly, as the wrong use of
tu
can seem rude. For example,
salut, comment est-ce que tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Marine, et toi?
Je m'appelle Romain. Comment est-ce que tu t'appelles?
Is one way to ask someone's name in an informal way. You can notice the use of
tu
and the
est-ce que,
which are rather informal. Let's look at a second example.
Bonjour, comment vous appelez-vous?
Je m'appelle Madame Cormier, et vous?
Je m'appelle Monsieur Le Breton.
Here,
comment vous appelez-vous?
Is used to ask the same question, but in a formal way. The use of
vous,
as well as the inversion of the verb
appeler,
and the pronoun
vous,
both indicate formality.
Greetings in French can be either formal or informal. Depending on the time of the day and person one is speaking to, the greeting will differ. To greet, one must choose between
salut, bonjour, bonsoir, bonne nuit.
In the morning or during the day, one can say
bonjour,
which is rather formal, or
salut
and
coucou,
which are rather informal.
Salut
can also be used to say goodbye. In the evening, a bonsoir is in order, and bonjour is inaccurate, as it means good day, and the jour, day or daylight, is already gone or fading. Therefore,
bonsoir
can be subjective and can depend on the season, because days don't end at the same hour in every season. Finally,
bonne nuit
is used to say goodnight. If you are talking to your really cute cat, you can also add a
fais de beaux rêves,
which means sweet dreams.
Goodbyes too can be informal, formal and neutral. Informal goodbyes include bisous, à plus, salut, à la prochaine, à plus tard, ou ciao. For example,
je dois partir, à plus.
Oui, salut. Neutral goodbyes include au revoir, à demain, à lundi, bonne journée, bonne soirée, bon week-end, à bientôt, bon après-midi. For example,
nous partons. Au revoir tout le monde.
À lundi, bon week-end. Formal goodbyes include bonne journée or bonne journée à vous. For example,
au revoir, Monsieur Maurice.
Bonne journée à vous.
Asking people how they're doing also relies on formality and informality. Informal ways of asking how one is doing include tu vas bien? Ça va? Quoi de neuf? Comment ça va? Informal answers include from great to awful, ça va super, ça va très bien, ça va bien, ça peut aller, bof, pas très bien, ça va mal. For example,
salut, comment ça va?
Ça va, et toi?
Ça va très bien.
Ça va literally translates to how is it going? A formal way of asking how one is doing can be
comment allez-vous?
Formal answers include from great to awful, je vais très bien, je vais bien, je ne vais pas bien, je vais très mal. For example, bonjour madame, comment allez-vous?
Je vais très bien, merci. Et vous?
Je vais bien, merci.
One should also be careful about formal and informal speech when using words of politeness, such as please or you're welcome. If you want to say please in a formal situation, you will have to say
s'il vous plaît.
Whereas if you are in an informal situation, you should say
s'il te plaît.
Similarly, when saying you're welcome, in a formal situation, you should say
je vous en prie.
But in an informal situation, you want to say
de rien.
Good news is, thank you in French is
merci.
And it can be used in both formal and informal speech. Let's look at an example.
Salut Alexandre, tu peux me rendre mon livre, s'il te plaît?
Coucou Charles, oui, voici ton livre.
Ah, merci.
De rien. Here, the conversation is informal, as Charles and Alexandre use
s'il te plaît
and
de rien.
Let's look at one more formal example.
Bonjour Madame Danos, j'aimerais avoir le livre de français, s'il vous plaît.
Bonjour Samuel, le voici.
Merci Madame.
Je vous en prie.
In this example, the conversation between the teacher Madame Danos and her student Samuel is formal, as they use
s'il vous plaît.
Please, as well as
je vous en prie.
You're welcome. Here, you can see the teacher uses
vous
with her student. But if Samuel had been younger, Madame Danos could have used
tu
instead of
vous. Let's look at more examples using everything we learned today and some explanations. Here is another example of informal speech.
Salut, tu vas bien?
Ouais, et toi?
Ça va. Tu manges avec moi ce midi?
Ok, pourquoi pas. The use of
salut,
an informal greeting, as well as the
tu,
indicate that the two people talking know each other and are friends, co-workers, or family members. The
ouais
is the informal oui and can illustrate informal speech as well. Furthermore, the
tu vas bien?
A question without the inversion of the subject and the verb indicates informality. As we mentioned earlier, a more formal way of saying that would be
comment allez-vous?
Here is an example of formal speech.
Bonjour monsieur, comment allez-vous?
Je vais bien aujourd'hui, et vous?
Moi aussi, merci.
Bonne journée à vous.
Également.
In the second example, the use of
bonjour,
a more formal way to greet someone than
salut,
shows that the conversation is more formal. The use of
vous
is also an indicator of this. You can also notice the inversion of the subject and the verb.
Comment allez-vous?
Such a conversation would be common small talk in the workplace, as you can notice how it ended quickly and politely, with
bonne journée à vous,
have a good day, and with
également,
likewise.
Based on what you learned about informality and formality in French, listen to the following conversations and try and guess if the following conversations are formal or informal.
Salut Clara.
Salut Guillaume, ça va?
Bof, je dors pas bien en ce moment.
Ah ouais, c'est pas drôle. Bon courage.
Et toi?
Oh bah, moi tout va bien.
Cool.
Is this conversation formal or informal? Don't hesitate to replay the audio if you need to listen to it again. This conversation was informal. The greeting used
salut
indicates it from the very beginning. The omission of the negation word
ne
in the negative sentence
je dors pas bien
and
c'est pas drôle
respectively meaning I don't sleep well and it's not funny indicate informality. The correct way of forming a negative sentence should be
je ne dors pas bien
and
ce n'est pas drôle.
The word
bof
is also very informal. It means so-so or meh. Moreover, the use of
bah
indicates informality as it is an informal interjection.
Listen to this conversation and decide if it's formal or informal.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans l'hôtel Les Flots Bleus. Que puis-je faire pour vous?
Bonsoir, je suis Monsieur Thiersen. Ma chambre est-elle disponible?
Tout à fait, monsieur. Votre chambre est prête. Suivez-moi.
Merci bien. Can you tell? In this conversation, the use of
vous
indicates that the conversation is formal. Contrary to the previous example, the first speaker uses
Monsieur.
This indicates that the speakers don't know each other, or that formality is necessary in this context. As this example takes place in a hotel, formality is used, since it's a form of customer service. Note that though the first speaker said
Bonjour,
the second speaker answered with
Bonsoir.
This happens because the perception of good day and good evening is not always the same for everybody. Thank you for listening today. Hope you learned a lot.
Merci et à bientôt.